With your Bulldog Rewind for Monday, April 29th, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. In softball action, the Holmes Community College Lady Bulldogs picked up a huge split with East Mississippi on Tuesday, winning Game 1 2-1 and losing Game 2 4-1 in the regular season finale in Goodman. The Lady Bulldogs went to 19-25 overall and 15-9 in the North Division. In Game 1 against East Mississippi, Charnisa Gordon had a huge two-run RBI single in the third inning to put the Lady Bulldogs up 2-1 at that point. Kelsey Marter cruised after that point behind a strong Lady Bulldog defense and picked up the win. Marter threw seven innings, gave up one run on three hits, and struck out three. Kiana Wash and Karina Brown also picked up hits in the game. In Game 2, Katie Johnston suffered a loss, throwing three innings, giving up four runs on six hits. Marter threw the remaining four innings and gave up no runs on no hits, striking out five. Gordon, Brown, and Alicia McDaniel picked up one hit each in Game 2. Holmes, the North Division number 3 seed, is set to play the South Division number 2 seed, Jones County Junior College Lady Bobcats, on Thursday in Perkiston in the first round of the MACJC State Tournament. In baseball action, the Holmes Community College Bulldogs ended their season on Friday against Itawamba Community College. Bulldogs lost 7-1 in Game 1 and 4-3 in 9 innings in Game 2. On Tuesday against Kahoma, the Bulldogs won 11-1 in 5 innings and lost the second game 9-8. On the season, the Bulldogs finished 18-26 and 8-16 in the North Division. Holmes defeated Kahoma 3 out of 4 games, beat East Mississippi 2 out of 4 games and Northeast 2 out of 4 games, and beat Itawamba 1 out of 4 games, and lost all 4 games to Northwest and Mississippi Delta in North Division action. The Bulldogs, as we said, finished their season with a 500 record. On Bulldog football action, on Friday, April 26th, the Bulldogs finished their spring workouts. According to head coach Jeff Coons, busy day today. Freshman Friday enabled us to catch up with our signees. Perfect weather for our last day of spring ball. Coaches from Southern Cal, Baylor, Texas Tech, and Mississippi State paid a visit. Best effort on both sides of the ball today. Offense executed a couple of razzle-dazzle plays that caught the defense off guard. The defense came out hot, creating three quick takeaways. I really appreciate the spirit of our coaches. Good to see Richard Hampton run the ball hard today. He was a rolling ball of butcher knives, according to Coach Coons. According to offense coordinator Mike McCarty, spring practice has come to an end. We are now prepping to get on the road and do some spring recruiting. The men worked hard this spring, and I was pleased with their development. We have a lot of work still to do and some important pieces of the puzzle to put into place before September. Go Dawgs! According to defense coordinator Chris Woods, proud of all our Bulldogs today, got through the spring and made improvements at every position. Had a lot of different guys make plays today. Quay Watt started us off with a pick six and played very physical today. Mike Holloman had a strong day with two interceptions. Lots of guys contributed. Excited for the next evolution of our team, and was very good to see a lot of incoming players at today's scrimmage. Excited about getting to work in July. For your Bulldog Rewind, this has been Sports Information Director Steve Diffie.